Dr. DeHaven, first of all, thank you for taking time out of your very busy schedule to visit with us. Interesting day for you this week, participating in the White House Antibiotic Stewardship Forum. How would you describe the day?
It was a unique gathering for sure, in that we had 150 individuals from key organizations, from government, industry, non-government organizations like the ADMA. So we really had a who's who in the room from an interest in judicious use of antimicrobial perspective.
So when those 150 people left, were they on the same page?
You know, it was very interesting. The first hour was a joint session where we had those that had a stake and interest in human health and those that were interested in animal health jointly together. But it was just for that 1 hour. And I think one of the shortcomings of the day was the fact that we then split up. And so in one room you had all of those individuals from the human health side, and in a separate room, individuals from an animal health side. And I think the real fruitful ground would have been if we could have talked together and looked at those areas where we have agreement and explored some of those areas where we don't necessarily agree. So while we had initially everyone in the same room together, it's unfortunate from my perspective that we didn't have joint sessions where we could again, look for that common ground and look for areas that we can explore where we may not have total agreement.
When you look at the areas where maybe there is the greatest separation, where would those be?
I think from what I'm hearing from our counterparts on the human health side, there has been so much media attention being given to the use of antimicrobials in food animals that there's this perception growing that if we can simply deal with that issue, if we could limit or restrict the use of antimicrobials in food animals, then this whole issue would go away. When in fact, judicious use of antimicrobials in food animals is important, but so is judicious use of antimicrobials in people. We're all aware of the situation where physicians are prescribing antimicrobials, antibiotics for a viral infection where antibiotics wouldn't be indicated, using the wrong antibiotic for a particular disease, etc. So it's a multifaceted problem, but all the fingers seem to be pointing at agricultural use of antibiotics. So it's a much bigger issue, and I think that is one area where we could explore some of the opportunities. It also came out, Dave, in the discussions that there was, in limited discussions with our human health counterparts, that they're not aware of some of the proactive things that we're doing, such as phasing out the use of antibiotics for growth promotion and greater veterinary oversight in the use of antimicrobials in food animals.
Well, let's take a moment and talk about when it comes to the federal government's recommendations and where the American Veterinary Medical Association comes in.
This meeting was about what would different organizations commit to ensure more responsible, more judicious use of antimicrobials. And in that, I think we have total agreement. The veterinary profession and animal agriculture does not want to be involved in anything that would contribute to the development of resistant bacteria. On the other hand, let's not impose restrictions that aren't based in science, where there's no evidence that making those changes is going to improve the situation. So any actions that we take, any regulatory reform, should be based in science and not on speculation. So that is, I think, where we're coming from. And there seemed to be broad sentiment among all of the animal health representatives at this meeting. And I would have to say, from, again, limited time to interact with our human health counterparts, I think there was agreement to the extent that we had a chance to discuss that.